I shared earlier, making Christmas personal. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up hearing the stories of Christmas about Mary and Joseph, the wise men, the shepherds. We had a little nativity scene that my mom would put out at Christmas time, and we would get to play with that, and we just had to be real careful. Anybody have one of those in your house? Yeah? You better be real careful with it. I'm thankful for Fisher Price. Yes. Price came up with this plastic and you could throw it. But anyway, you get used to these characters, and you know the roles that they play in that blessed night. And but yet, how often do we delve deep into really who were they? What were they like? And what was the experience that they were having as they walked through this journey that God had placed them on? You know, what is interesting about these people is that they were thrust into the scene of quote unquote Christmas by God. Listen, Joseph did not sign up to be the father figure of the Messiah. I mean, there's no sign up list. The old thing could be, I would be the father of Jesus, God's son on earth. But we realize, don't we, that one day he found himself at a crisis of belief. He was forced into that crisis of belief when the woman that he was to marry came and told him that she had a baby in her womb. And we, tonight, we're smart enough to understand how biology works, aren't we? And they were smart back then, too. And they understood. Joseph understood that Mary is telling him there's a baby in her womb. She says is from the Holy Spirit. Does he believe her or not? Put yourself there. That crisis of belief where you are thrust into the situation where things just do not make sense, but nevertheless, here you are. Does Joseph believe that Mary truly has a child conceived of the Holy Ghost, or does he believe that natural alternative, she's been with another man? If we stay in the natural, which is the way so often we think, isn't it? Because that's who we are, natural people, humans. We're on this realm. We think logically. We've got this sense about us. Joseph's character is what forces then this consideration and turmoil over his decision. If you have your Bibles tonight, Matthew chapter 2. If you do not, feel free to just listen in. Because again, we're telling a true story tonight. And I like stories, and I happen to believe that you like stories. Now, this is not just a fairy tale, but this is a story that is told in the Word of God, the Bible, which we believe here at this church is the truth, God's Word. I said Matthew 2, I meant Matthew 1, sorry. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, we read these words. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. I mean, let's be real about this. Let's make this real personal. If we are people and this is the situation, this is a uh-oh. This does not look This does not bode well for a high reputation and standing in a good religious community. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. That's a way of saying basically divorce her or put her away. We're no longer going to be together. He could do it publicly and publicly shame her. Here it says he's a just man. He will do it. He says he's minded to do it privately. But verse 20 says this, but while he thought on these things. Listen, Joseph was a man of strong character. He had a strong character. He was a just man, so that there was a situation in which he was thrust that did not make sense, that went against every fiber of his justness, of his goodness. And yet he spent time to consider, how can I work through this, or even get out of this situation, but yet do so in a way that is respectful to Mary? Well, while he thought on these things, the Bible continues, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Well, when Joseph woke up from that dream, he had a decision to make, didn't he? You know, so often we just run through these accounts, and we often don't take time to think about these are real people. They were not extra special. They were just like you and I. They were not given special measures of grace. They were just like you and I. And yet we know that God has a plan. Mary had already been told by an angel that she was to bear a son, conceived of the Holy Spirit of God. Now it's Joseph's turn to get on board. But remember, this wasn't his choosing. He was just betrothed to Mary. They were going to have a happy life together. The two of them. And now this. The angel tells him in this dream, do not be afraid. Well, that's easy to say. But it's difficult to really live out. Listen, you and I, we live in a real world, don't we? And the pressures of this world are such that we have a certain measure of standard that we need to have before men. Well, at least we feel that. I feel that. I feel that pressure. We have to have this certain kind of reputation. Doesn't your reputation matter to you? Sure it does. Sure, it matters what other people may say of you or think of you. And that is something that's very powerful in our lives today. It really can control a life. And in all reality, that's the way a lot of people walk around in this world. They are controlled by the thoughts, perspectives, Joseph here is thrust into this crisis of belief because he is a just man. He is a good man. He has a good, solid reputation. And yet what we are seeing here is God is telling him, listen, I am in this detail. I am in this miracle. Believe a miracle. You know what miracles are all about? The Bible's full of miracles. You know what miracles are? And miracles are signs. They're like big billboards, right? And these big billboards and signs, they point to something or someone that God wants to draw attention to. For a virgin, Mary, who has never been with the man, according to the word of God here, to have a baby within her is a what? A miracle. How can that happen? Even in today's technology, right? Oh, they're trying hard, aren't they? This is a miracle. This is a miracle. This is a sign. And it's pointing. It's pointing where? The angel tells Joseph this. She's going to bring forth this babe, a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Think of making Christmas personal this year. I'm going to challenge you to think deeply this year. Think deeply about the various characters of Christmas. Maybe it's not Joseph you identify with, or maybe the shepherds or the wise men, but think through the situations into which they were thrust. Remembering that God put them there with a purpose to accomplish His plan. For what? Is it just so the world can dress in red and green and have a tree in their house with lights on it? No. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. But you and I tonight, we know it so much. You see, with Joseph thrust into a crisis of belief, is now asking these questions, who will I like to believe? Why do I have to believe anything here? Why do I have to have faith? Why am I in this situation? I don't want to be in here. And yet he is. You may be in a situation where you feel all alone. Like nobody cares, or maybe nobody knows. Listen, did anybody else walk that walk with Joseph? It's interesting, he's alone here. He's got Mary. But he goes to bed this night. He's alone. He has this dream. I can imagine it was a very lonely time. We're not told how long it was that it took for him to make this decision. That yes, I will believe the messenger from God, the angel. I will believe Mary, that she is carrying the very Son of God. But in that meantime, I bet it was a lonely road. You look at your own life, and tonight that may be where you are. You may look at your life and you may say, well, I'm here because of some things I've done. Some consequences, things that I know I've done, that I'm in control of, and here I am. Some are in difficulties and situations simply because you live in a sin-cursed world and some hard things happen, don't they? All we got to do is look to our dear friends in Kentucky. A nasty windstorm blew through. What did they do for that? You know what, no matter the cause of where you are in life, I want you to understand tonight, the Lord always sees. You see, the Lord saw Joseph's dilemma. And so what did he do? He sent an angel to help him understand what was happening. I love that about God. I love that about our God. Is that he understands and he knows our dilemma. And he sent an angel to help Joseph understand. Listen, this is the truth about it all. This is the truth, Joseph. This is the message from God. It's the truth. The Lord always sees. Do you know that's one of the names of God? One of the names that God has given in the scriptures? And you might say it's given to, this name is given to God by some really special person, huh? Some person that really must have had a lot of merit with God. He had to give a name to God. But you know what? This was not someone that was even part of God's chosen people. You see, this was Hagar, an Egyptian handmaid. She was all alone. She was marrying the son of Abram, whom she would call Ishmael. Not the promised one that God had said would come from Abraham and Sarah. This was man's attempt. But yet, with Hagar, God sees her dilemma. And she calls out and says, "You are the God who sees." As we celebrate Christmas tonight and tomorrow, make Christmas personal by understanding and realizing these were real people with real lives dealing with real dilemmas of faith. So, Joseph, what are you going to do? God spoke truth into his dilemma. Dear ones, tonight, that's what God is doing with you. You see, the name of Jesus means Jehovah saves. You see, the message of the scriptures is such that it rings with this tone: a deliverer, a Savior has come, and his name is Jesus. Why do we need a deliverer? Well, you can answer that pretty quickly if you think honestly about your life. If I think honestly about my life, I know my life is pretty messy. And if I ever want to have a right relationship with God or ever spend eternity with God, which is offered in the scriptures, there has got to be a way. Surely God is not going to just let this world just run amok. No. He's got a plan. His plan, he sent Jesus. And thus we celebrate Christmas. And Jesus was sent to be the Savior of the world. And that includes you and me. You see, God's speaking truth into your dilemma. But you have some choices to make, don't you? Will you listen? Will you believe? Joseph had to believe that what God was saying was true. He had to get up from that dream. And it says in verse 24, And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife, he knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. You know what that tells us? That tells us Joseph chose what? To believe. And so the message tonight, Christmas, is this. God sent a Savior. That Savior's name is Jesus. The Savior's need. Why? Why send a Savior? Because we live in a sin-cursed world, and you and I are sinners. And we need a Savior. We need rescue. What do you believe? That Jesus is the one, the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father. Lord Jesus, it's a joy to read and speak and study and hear the scriptures today. God, have your way in the hearts of people. As you speak truth into their dilemma, into our dilemma, help them to see. In Jesus' name. I want to thank you for the respect you show for me.